Hey, I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Can do what they do, but they can't do what we do. All sports and all that implies on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
We're letting the ticket loose in Fort Worth this Saturday as we broadcast live from S3 Window Tinting tomorrow from noon until 2. Score awesome window tint specials plus a raffle for ceramic tint and register to win home team MLB baseball tickets. It's all at S3 Window Tinting tomorrow from noon until 2.
All right, DJ, thank you very much. It's Friday fun time.
It's fun time now.
The song denotes, and so we'll have a couple of segments where we'll get you ready for the weekend in a fun way. So yesterday, as the show was winding down, I believe, and it's sponsored by
Twin Peaks and American Leak Detection.
Thank you. As the show was winding down, we got word that there was a semi-significant death in the world of rock and or roll. Now, you may know the guy, you may not, but at a time, he impacted our lives because of an incident that happened in his band, and we were on the air the next day. The man's name is Jack Russell, the very oddly named Jack Russell. He is the co-founding lead vocalist of the hair metal band, is the best way to describe him.
Yeah.
Glam metal, same thing, of the band Great White. He died yesterday at the age of 63, and he announced in July, I feel like they were just here in Dallas, but in July he announced that he had Lewy body dementia and multiple system atrophy. And Lewy body is what Robin Williams had. And Robin, what the end result of Lewy body is horrible.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Lou E. How are you?
How you feeling?
How's your body?
Yeah.
Not so good.
And I think a lot, thank you, Jimbo. I think a lot of people are like, oh, my God, do I even want to try and fight this? And I don't know if it got him early or what. It sounded like it did, because that's pretty early to get it at the age of 63.
Did he do like Robin and snake the belt?
I don't think so. I think he'd just pass away.
Mm.
Yeah. He said, though, I'm unable to perform at the level I desire and at the level that you deserve. Words cannot express my gratitude for the many years of memories, love, and support. Thank you for letting me live my dreams. You've made my life a wonder. Now, the big bullet point, though, for Great White is not so much that they had a couple of big hits. And one of the hits is very well known.
Can we agree it's a banger, please?
I'm not a fan, but I'll let you
know. Not even
banger?
A song?
No.
This is a good song.
Once Bitten, Twice Shy?
It's a really good sound, I think.
It's so hair metal-y.
It's so tinny.
Well, of course 80s. It's going to be. Yes, it happened in the 80s, and it happened in a hair metal band. So, yes, it will sound by definition both of those things. And I know it's both of your jobs to hate everything from that period in that genre.
Yeah.
No.
But
I like Rat.
This is a good song.
Rat has some bangers.
Yes, they do.
This never resonated with me, although let's crank it up, Glenn.
Little piano in there.
Man, those are hard notes to hit that he's hitting.
Oh, you haven't heard nothing yet. We're just getting warmed up here. Now it's the
middle of the night. They're kind of like if Poison was a bar band.
Yeah. That's a good way to describe it.
We've got
to
hear the hook. Yeah, and you know my position on Poison. Pearl.
Yeah.
more you mention it, it could pass for a Poison single.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this was a huge hit for them back in the day.
In fact, I'm not positive they had a second one.
Yeah.
Rock Me.
Kids, this used to get played on the radio and people liked it.
Yeah, a lot. A lot.
Can you imagine?
Some of us, at least.
So, of course, what happened was, you know, to all these bands in the 80s that were huge in 1990-ish, 91, whenever grunge hit.
Were they huge?
Well, they were part of a movement that was huge.
Okay, I will concede that.
Yeah, and they all went away very quickly. They went from being MTV staples to just MTV wouldn't touch them. They couldn't sell any tickets to concert. Like, it just went away. It's one of the weirdest phenomenons ever when that style of music just disappeared.
Yeah. Nirvana, Pearl Jam, Soundgarden wiped all of that off the map.
Like a night. Yeah. It was like overnight. The documentary on, I don't know if it was Motley Crue or Poison, but they're calling like Vince Neil and what's the lead singer of Poison's name?
Bret Michaels.
Yeah, they're all calling MTV like, what are you doing? You're killing us. And they're like, yeah, bro, you're old news. Sorry. And they're like, oh, my God, it's over. Well, it wasn't over. There's always a comeback and a resurgence, and Great White had that. But the problem is when they had it, back in 2003, they were doing a show in Rhode Island, and there were a couple of hundred people, or like 500 people there, I think. And their pyrotechnics within the show at a small club called the Station Nightclub, it caught the club on fire. And it killed 100 people. 100 people. Dude.
Yeah, and if there's video that exists. And if you see it, the club looks like it's made out of popsicle sticks.
Yeah, like hay.
And the ceiling is so low. And the fact that they thought it was a good idea to shoot off these pyrotechnic cans indoors.
Yeah. It's the worst idea ever,
horrible.
Obviously.
It's and very high up the list of worst ideas.
Dude, their guitarist died. I'd forgotten that footnote.
Wow.
Yes, he couldn't even get out of there.
Yeah, because people start rushing for the exits, and it's a stampede, and people were getting trampled. People can't squeeze out the single exit.
Horrific. Even more horrific was the fact that the next day, The Rant was on the air. And it's so weird how many big events happened on a Friday night or Saturday morning that impacted that show.
JFK Jr., the shuttle that blew
up. Yeah, space shuttle.
That's right.
Over Texas.
This was a huge one. I think we spent the majority of 2 hours talking about this because information kept coming in. And look,
we were sitting by the teletype with information coming in. Oh, there's another story.
Now, we were out on a road show at a car dealership.
Yeah.
And I think that this got The Rant banned from remotes.
For real?
I think so.
The discussion.
Yeah.
Not what we're getting ready to play. This
is
nothing.
Just, I think people found it to be in poor taste.
Yeah.
And there were complaints levied. And for a while, The Rant was no longer allowed to go out of studio.
Well, that's just terrible.
I heard this live with my dad, and he was pissed at you guys. He eventually comes
for
back.
What?
I don't know. He was just like, it's not
did
funny.
Did he love those Great White?
No, he was just like, those people died. It's not funny. But then, like, five
Seriously.
Minutes later,
okay.
We were back.
No, that's how I felt, too, Lando.
Oh, but he was laughing?
No, eventually, like, he turns the channel back, but, yeah, he was,
yeah,
I remember
yeah.
hearing this live. I have a very distinct memory of this.
Okay, so, I'm with your dad. I was, like, in a state of shock, because at the time, this could have been us. We've been to so many shows at little clubs and things like that, and especially at that time.
This could have been us.
It could have been us.
Oh, okay, you know what? For a moment there, I'm thinking of you as the performer.
No! No!
You'd been normed in the big Norm chair. With the pyrotechnics.
No! I'm talking about as a patron of a club.
It could have been us at Ticket Stock.
Yeah, we could have shot off anything. So I'm in this mode of, like, I can't believe it. And this gave birth, of course, basically to Simple Corby, where I was either high or dumb or both.
Yeah, pretty much both all the time.
Right, and here we go.
I don't think that's the real point of the story, though, Dave, is to what Jack Russell was named after.
Well, I'm going to launch an investigative report into that aspect of the story.
Well, I guess we need to cover all aspects.
You know, those people who are up front screaming and yelling and having a good time, they're dead. Those people
that's
that you
the most
see,
astute point I've ever heard on this, Corby.
Those people you see up there having a good time or whatever, you see that fire back there and they're just up there, those people are gone.
Dude, like 2 days ago, they were like breathing.
Yeah, right, and then they have, like, this fire, and then they're, like, not alive anymore. I don't know about dead, but they're not alive anymore. Well, I guess it's the same thing, isn't it?
I mean, like, when people catch on fire, it's like they can't live anymore.
Yeah, it's like people are flammable on that day they were. Those are some good points for me. Thank goodness we have you here.
Like, are you regretting adding him to the show now?
So. Yes.
So, like,
I need him for that kind of obvious points. Those obvious points.
1 minute, you're sitting there rocking.
Yeah,
and the
Corby.
Next minute, no more.
No more rocking.
You have rocked your last rock.
Hey, at least they went out rocking. I can't believe you're laughing at this tragic story. Okay, so, and what's really creepy is, you know, I saw one shot where they were showing the parking lot. You know, the parking lot's still filled with cars. It's all these dead people's cars still out there,
dude,
still parked.
That is trippy.
Don't you go dumb on me too, Dave. Come on.
Who's gonna rekey all those cars and move them?
Because a car needs a driver.
Dude, all I hope is they were all stoned.
All right. Corby, please just start thinking about what you say before you say it, okay?
What did I say to bring all this on me?
They were, like, alive and having fun. And then they're, like, not alive. And then they're having not fun. That's what you said. Yeah, and a lot of these were, you know, it'll be like a couple, like a young married couple or something like that. I mean, this destroyed, like,
yeah, who's gonna
whole groups of friends.
Who's going to trim their baby's rat tail?
Come on. Huh. It's unfortunate. All right, and Corby was making the interesting point of that the people who were alive that are now dead, that how weird that is.
I said it was weird because those are the people that you see in that video, just like going, huh, what's going on? Those are the people that are dead. It wasn't like, they were alive, and now they're dead. That's not what I was saying.
Does God have a plan?
It all seems so random,
yet so real. So anyway, the writer.
Dude, that audio should just be put right in the Hall of Fame.
I know. And we're such children.
And the problem
is that we
were seeing that video that was released, and I could not get over the fact that they were all up there doing that. And then, of course, the video cuts off. You don't see them burning and rolling around on fire, like in a war. But it was just like, those people were just rocking. So sorry to Lando's dad, first off.
But now...
I feel absolutely terrible.
He's moved
That's
on.
That's incredible.
Okay.
That audio is 10 out of 10. Including Dave's unfortunate rat tail comment.
See, he was launching into that whole thing back then.
Oh, I know. I knew what we were signing up for.
Yeah, there were no surprises when I was joining the team.
No. So you want to carry this over?
Let's carry this over. We may have more Simple Corby, but we definitely have something special and maybe even funnier for you next. All right, it's 5:57. We are live here from Crush It.
Yeah.
Crushing it.
As the heat continues to swamp your ass, Crush It would be a wonderful alternative actually playing golf.
Seriously.
Come play these simulators, and it's not just golf. It's many sports they have in here. Bring a big group of people. There was a group over here in the far left. I know that they were going to play golf this afternoon, and they decided it was too hot, and so they brought their golf group out here to play like alternate shot nine hole hammer, as the money was flowing very quickly.
Wow.
Yeah. So they got a lot of good stuff out here. We're in Grapevine on the south side of Main Street off 114 or off of 121. So come say hello. In the middle of Friday Fun, this is Friday Fun Junior. And, you know, on the Simple Corby thread, I'd forgotten about this, but when we did the rant revival, Dave, less than a year ago, was this? Yeah, it had to have been. Because your baby was born in December.
Yeah.
Was this, do you know when this was, Ham? Was this after the birth or was this before?
This was pre-birth. This was a month before. This was like November 16th.
November 16th. Okay. So, you guys want to set up exactly what we were talking about? It was just basically about the birth?
Yeah, it was leading up to Wells' birth, and you wanted to compare it to when you had your first child and what you brought into the delivery room to help your wife through the birth process. And then okay. Simple Corby showed up.
Okay. This was in 2005, too, and I can't believe this was the technology that I had, but I brought with me VHS movies.
You're watching old Texas OU games.
So as she's sitting there begging for drugs to be inserted into her spinal column.
Yeah.
I turned to her and I'm like, hey, do you want to watch Dazed and Confused? Because I had the VHS tape of Dazed and Confused. And I was like, we'll laugh and have fun and can talk about this.
And then when the baby comes, they can also watch Dazed and Confused.
And it'll be the first movie he's ever seen. And so, and I think, frankly, I was just bored.
Yeah.
I'm like, why don't I just watch a movie?
When is the baby stuff over with? Hey, Doc, thanks for the VCR. But when's the baby thing done? Is it done now?
I'm tired.
I've about had enough, Doc.
Can you tell her to push more?
This is kind of boring. You know what would be boring?
Has the baby come out of her butt yet?
Because I'm hungry.
Do y'all have cheese fries?
You know what? Order a large cheese fries. The baby will probably want some.
I like cheese. He will also like cheese.
Yes, because he shares my genetics.
Simpleton Corby is my favorite version.
Boy, it's an amazing character.
Wow. So ridiculous.
Didn't it devolve into the fact that a way to induce labor is through intercourse and that you had the cheese fries on her back?
Right. I will also eat.
Yeah. I'm sorry, did the cheese burn your back?
Did that hurt? Where's the baby now?
Hold my ranch.
Oh, my gosh.
My ranch. So earlier today, they teased on the 840 bit that they had Pete Rose's sister on because they did a segment at 8:15 on the documentary on Pete Rose.
Yes.
The tragic tale of Pete Rose. Well, the bit turned out to be that Pete Rose's sister was dead and the guy who answered the phone was Dirty Dugout and they were married for years and years.
Okay.
Because they kind of sound similar. So I got a couple of notes from people saying, what was the origin story of Pete Rose's sister? Because she wasn't like, that wasn't a known thing when Pete Rose was playing baseball, that he had this sister that was like a heavy smoker and had the old Lucille Ball voice. So the origin story essentially is one time in like early 2000s, I'm watching some Spare to Fair documentary on ESPN News or something like
that.
Yeah,
the Sports Century.
Yeah, it was the Sports Century.
Yeah, I remember this.
Okay. And they were interviewing Pete Rose's brother and Pete Rose's sister, and so they interview the brother, and, you know, he's talking about blah, 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 and then they interview the sister. It's like, oh, my God. And she sounded like, what, if you haven't heard it yet, we'll play it here in a second. But so we decided to put together a game show called...
I was listening this day.
Which one of Pete Rose's siblings smoke? So here is the... You can play the hardline bit here. This is the way that we set everything up with Mike and Greg, who were hosts of the show back in the day.
Once again, it's time to play the UK's most popular game show, Which One of Pete Rose's Siblings Smokes? Now the host and star of the show, Colby.
Thank you, my young British friend. It is time once again to play Which One of Pete Rose's Siblings Smokes? Now let's listen
Pause it there. So, when I went back and looked for the bit, I could only find the point where I don't know why this existed this way, or it does exist in only this form of when the big reveal for her. But what we did was we said, all right, I pulled audio, and here is the brother. Now, you guys listen closely, and you tell me if you think that Pete Rose's brother smokes, and here's the brother.
He was always one of those, you know, if a guy's got a different colored jersey on and the whistle ain't blown, knock him on his can. Pete was the water boy for the football team. He was the bat boys for the baseball team. They were buddies.
Okay, and then, you know, we went around the horn, and they're like, oh, I don't really know, maybe.
He sounds just like Pete Rose.
He does.
What a weird question to ask.
Right, whether or not he smokes.
Game makes no sense. What are we even doing?
And so now back to the 20-some-odd years ago, this was the reveal.
They were inseparable from the time Pete was...
No. You can go back and play the actual...
Now let's listen to Pete's oldest sister, Jackie, and you tell me whether or not you think that she is the culprit.
They were inseparable from the time Pete was a year old. He was out in the backyard playing ball. When they'd come home and we'd be at the dinner table, we all had dinner together. And he could have had 3 grand slam home runs, but they had dwelled on what he didn't do right. And it was always keep hustling.
God almighty.
Now,
I think it's the second brother that might have smoked. I think she already has the cancer kazoo.
Yeah, are you sure she doesn't have a tracheotomy already?
No, I saw her last night. I watched Sports Century on Pete Rose. And when I heard that, I hit the floor. I was laughing. Just to make sure, let's listen to her once again, the very beginning.
They were inseparable. A year old.
I mean, it is amazing.
So follow up, because I was very, very busy with a big appointment this morning during the Pete Rose segment. She doesn't make an appearance on the new documentary, does she?
No. So that was in, and this is where, this is a good finishing point for all this. Because
she had to have melted into a puddle of tar.
There's no way she's still alive.
So that Sports Century was from 2000.
Yeah.
And the odd part, she died 10 years later in 2010. Her name was Jackie. And I thought at the time, again, you know, it's hard to tell how old people are when you're of a certain age. I thought that she was about 75 or 80
or
then.
Or 100.
Yeah, or 100. And it turns out that she was 60 years old.
Whoa.
When that was made. That woman and that voice is 60 years old. So she, at the time, and I'm going to show you guys a picture of her, and I'll put this out on Twitter. She looks kind of exactly like you would think she sounds, just kind of like a catcher's mitt face. And
yeah.
No offense to a catcher's mitt or
honestly,
anything.
Honestly, when I hear it, I think of the lady from Throw Mama from the Train.
Yeah, yeah. Owen!
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it...
And then, like, a John Davidson wig?
Yeah, I don't... I mean, that's the weirdest wig ever. But to put it in perspective, she's 2 years younger than Brad Pitt. Look at Brad Pitt here as now. Like, it is absolutely amazing that woman sounded... How much do you have to smoke to get your lungs... that clouded,
dude,
to where you talk like that?
It's not just your lungs, you're frying your your throat, your vocal cords.
And don't you guys think that, and that was not that uncommon. I mean, we talk about Lucille Ball, and when she had her second TV show, she sounded like that. I knew some of my grandparents' friends who sounded like that, because that's what you did. You smoked from the age of 7 years old on. Are we at the point now, though? Like, I've not heard anyone talk like that in decades, anywhere, out in the wild, whether it was my parents, their friends, whoever. Like, I feel like that our grandparents' generation that are now probably all about gone, that was the last generation that ended up like that.
They were inseparable.
I mean, surely there are still chain smokers out there, but they are fewer and further between.
That was common, dude.
Yeah, that was very common. And
you think that,
like vaping, it'll give you popcorn lung, but it's not going to do that to your voice.
I think last time we talked about smoking, I was very interested in the data, and I think there is data about the American scene. But I was talking with someone last night, and they spent time in Spain, and they said everyone over there still smokes. So I wonder, like, worldwide, if smoking is still a big thing. In Europe and Asia.
I think that our propaganda, whatever we launched when we were little kids, that scared us all. I mean, I don't know anyone who's like a regular smoker.
Well, counter to that, though, when you go to Europe and you buy a pack of cigarettes, the warnings on the European cigarettes, they have pictures of people with their jaws missing. Like, they put graphic images on there to scare you.
But they still smoke more per capita than the Americans?
I mean, I don't know statistically, but I would guess.
It does seem like it when you go over there that they're heavy into it, way heavier than we are.
Yeah, and like the legendary stories about Russian hockey players and things of that nature.
Yeah.
Where they can smoke a pack between shifts.
Well, RIP.
Wow.
Jackie checked out at the age of... She made it 10 more years, dude. That voice.
Imagine how many cartons she sucked down in those 10 years.
Like, what did she sound like 10 years later? Could she talk?
Did she ever get the stoma?
I don't know.
And wouldn't that be a fascinating beauty pageant?
Hottest chick with a stoma?
Yes. Like with or let's just say with a voice like that.
Like you're playing like Love Connection, whatever, and there are three women behind the curtain.
Yes.
That you're not seeing, and they all kind of sound like that. You're like, oh no.
I'll just pass.
No.
I'll just be a monk.
Just put on the Obi-Wan outfit and walk out of the studio.